Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteeclinic.com. That's mensteeclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nembhard pulls it out. Flag with the left this time. Great control with the left hand.
Call on ESPN from 10 points on 5 of 21 shooting in his debut to a game-high 31 on 47% shooting Saturday against the San Antonio Spurs. Cooper Flagg is not going to play any more Summer League, according to Mark Stein. But let's talk about what we saw with the voice of the Dallas Mavericks, Chuck Cooperstein, joining us live on Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Chuck. Were you in Vegas? Are you still there?
No, I was not in Vegas. I'm like you. I was just watching it like everybody else. So it was exciting. I mean, look, we haven't had anything like that around here in a long time. And I think all of us got what we needed to see out of the two games. So I don't think anybody should be too concerned or too upset that Cooper Flagg's summer is over.
Give us a recap of the two games and everything that you saw. Just your initial thoughts.
You know, I thought he was nervous in the first game, not unsurprising. But the thing that really stands out is how long he is. I mean, he just looks bigger than everybody else. He's taller and he runs faster, and he's got length, you know, defensively. He gets in the way of a lot of stuff. You know, I think offensively, they asked him to do a lot of things that he ordinarily would not do. When he's playing with his regular guys. So, you know, some of it looked a little clunky. You know, the handle probably needs a little bit of work. But again, we all have to come under the prism of he's 18 years old. Mm-hmm. there's still so much that he can learn and get better at. And you know that he will because you know he's going to put the work in. He clearly likes to go left, doesn't necessarily like to go right as much. Again, that's not uncommon for a lot of great players. They'd rather go to their left. It sets up their shot better. But I just love what I saw, and especially the block shot at the end of the game against the Lakers when he got DJ Stewart at the rim. You know, that it's the essence of Cooper Flagg. He was 5 of 21, right? I mean, he had nothing going offensively to speak of. Didn't score the second half, and yet he makes the biggest play of the game. He's going to find a way to help you win.
Chuck Cooperstein, voice of the Mavs, joining us here, 105 through the Fan. Is his physicality, how does that stand out going from a college game where you know, you're playing against other 18-year-olds to now maybe playing against a little bit more seasoned men?
Well, in college, I mean, now the game is older than it's ever been. I mean, guys are staying in college. I think the Lakers especially were really, really physical with him. I thought Carter Bryant of the Spurs did a really nice job on him, and that's his reputation. I mean, Carter Bryant's one of the few guys who's as long as Cooper Flagg and who can stay with him. But then, you know, you ultimately look at the board and, you know, Flagg has produced what he's produced, and he did that in, you know, two other games against Arizona last year when he played against Flagg, against Brian in the regular season, and then in the Elite Eight of the tournament. So I just really like his comportment and love his competitiveness. And you know, he's got a willingness to learn. And again, everything has to come from the knowledge that he does not turn 19 until December 21st. There have been very few players. Listen, LeBron is the only player in the league in the last, I think, ever, but I know certainly in the last 20 years, you know, who's come into the league as young as Cooper Flagg has. So, I mean, look, I don't know ultimately what this looks like in the regular season when he's playing with regular players. What I do know is that he's going to help them be a better team. And that's really all you can ask for, especially when you're playing with vets. You're not asking him to take over the team. That's not going to happen, nor should it happen.
Yeah.
But you're asking him to be a factor, and he will be a factor.
Chuck Cooperstein, voice of the Mavericks, talking about Cooper Flagg and the two summer league games here on Sean and RJ 105 through the Fan. Obviously, the number one storyline from the opener was the shooting and how bad he was after the second game. He said, "I still missed some free throws. My mother will not be happy about that." Remind us, Chuck, what type of shooter he was in college, and is that your number one question about him day one in the pros?
I think that's I think it is the biggest question. And, you know, there's always the adjustment from the college and international line to the NBA 3-point line. And I thought it was Tim Legler had an interesting comment in the first game, you know, that that he could see. And Legs is one of the greatest shooters ever. I mean, seriously, I mean, the guy shot 52% from three back in the mid 90s. And he pointed out that he saw a little hitch in his shot that forced the ball to spin sideways as opposed to spinning with backspin. And that's just something that you've got to get into the gym and work on and get better at. But he's going to get plenty of good looks, and ultimately he will be okay. Now, will he shoot like he shot post January 1 at Duke, where he was just fantastic? I mean, he shot 43% in ACC games, or actually post January 1. He was right around 50% in that time, which obviously includes everything. And, you know, you could see, I mean, he's got a little back to the basket post up game, could shoot the turnaround. But ultimately, you know, your ability to really be dangerous is if you can make threes on a more consistent basis. I don't know if that's going to come this year, but I do think that will come in time.
Coop, anyone thinking and expecting him to be Luka is like, they're just, I think it's just, it's crazy. There's two totally different types of players. What are realistic expectations for him?
As far as?
Score, from a scoring perspective, like what are realistic scoring expectations?
If he's averaging somewhere between, you know, 15 and 17 points a game, I think that's realistic. Now, Luka averaged 21.2 as a rookie. Obviously took many more shots. And remember that, when we got to the midway point of Luka's rookie year, that's when Rick Carlisle put the ball in his hands and allowed him to become, you know, even more of the offensive force. Remember, Luka did not have a triple-double until his 45th game in mid-January. It didn't happen right away for him. You know, Flagg is different. And I think you could see that Flagg was much more comfortable playing off the ball than he was with the ball in his hands and initiating. And it's, and I think, you know, going back to the finals and watching Oklahoma City, Indiana play, you see the stress and toll that it takes on people when you have to bring the ball up the floor all the time.
Yeah.
But, the Mavericks, and Jason Kidd made it clear at Flagg's initial news conference, we want to make him uncomfortable. We want him doing things he's never done before so that ultimately he can help us do things when we really need him to. And that's one thing I think, you kind of saw it with the Mavericks toward the end of last year. And I think you're going to see it continue this year. You're going to have a lot of different people, you know, trying to bring the ball up the floor. And that's true. Even when Kyrie comes back, whenever he comes back, because you certainly do not want to wear him out now, you know, just returning from that nearly a year away from playing. But at the same time, just to maximize the 30 to 33 minutes that he's going to play. You know, you just don't want him worn out simply bringing the ball up the floor against pressure, which I think we're going to see more teams trying to employ this year.
Chuck Cooperstein, D&M Leasing Hotline here on 105.3 The Fan. How are you feeling and what are you thinking about the Kyrie timeline?
I mean, look.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm feeling that it's around late January, all-star break kind of thing. I mean, that would be natural. You know, I did like Kyrie, you know, putting out something last week saying, look, you know, just let's not rush this. You know, when it happens, it will happen. And I don't think Kyrie is milking the injury, and no one should ever think that he's milking the injury just for the heck of it. Because as I think we've seen since Kyrie got here, this guy wants to be here and he wants to win here. And the only way he's going to win here is if he's as healthy as he can possibly be.
There's no way of telling how someone's going to be immediately after. But with his history, has he come back from injuries quickly, and not quickly, but like, has he gotten back into, you know, game form relatively quickly after he's returned?
I will say I've not done the research on that yet, but that it is interesting to look at to see just, you know, coming out of say 2016 or 2015 actually when he got hurt in the finals against the Warriors, what he did the next year. I'd really have to go back and look at it, but I know everybody's going to be putting pressure on him from the outside. He may be putting internal pressure on him because he knows that there's a relatively short window for this team as constructed to win, and you know, may force himself to try to do some things. I hope that's not the case. I think he's got help, and I think that ultimately he's going to be okay. But as we all know, it's the year after the injury when you come back. It's that, you know, this year would be a gap year, for lack of a better phrase. And then you get to the following year, and that's when you really can return to being yourself. The biggest question, though, is that, you know, at that point, you know, Kyrie's, what, 34 when he comes back? And, you know, relies on quickness and agility and, you know, all those things that make him, you know, can you do that at that age, at, you know, that late stage of your career? I mean, that's what we're all going to wait to find out.
Chuck, what do you think of the D'Angelo Russell pickup and just this overall roster without Kyrie trying to stay in contention in the West till he and if he returns?
Well, look, he can really score now. And I always find it interesting when teams get a hold of players that have hurt them in the past when they've played against them. And D'Angelo Russell is one of those guys that's had some monstrous games against the Mavericks through the years. And so now he's a part of that. He's not a natural point guard, but he averages about 6 assists a game. He can shoot it, although last year he shot it worse than he's ever shot it. So I'm going to, you know, just go on faith that he will return to form and be, you know, a 37% three-point shooter, which he's been in his career. I like the fact that he's lefty. I think lefties are harder to play against. Now, you know, there are times, and everybody knows this, where, you know, he's done some things that will make you shake your head. And say, what are you thinking out there? But I think ultimately this is a positive. It's a short-term deal. He's trying to rebuild his value, and I think he'll do whatever he has to do in order to succeed. And I think the fact that he does have somewhat of a relationship with Jason Kidd and also with Frank Vogel, I think that's going to help. I think ultimately for what the Mavericks need out of him, I think it's going to be okay. It's not the perfect answer. The perfect answer, frankly, did not exist in free agency. And so this is what they did. I think it's a pretty good use of money, and we'll see how it rolls.
When you see the pictures, hear all the stories of slim and trim Luka, you think what?
I mean, to me, Luka can be whatever Luka is, and Luka averages 38-8, and it's really hard to do. It's really hard to do in this league. In fact, few, if ever, have done it on a regular basis. So, I do think he has something to prove. It's interesting to me. I don't know how it is for you guys, but the noise has been so much louder this summer than it's ever been regarding Luka, because we've had this before, right? I mean, we go through this pretty much every year with him.
Yep.
But now that he's playing for the Lakers, it just seems like it is totally, it's like grains of sand, and it's death by a thousand cuts. And it's just, I mean, I'm frankly tired of it. I can't wait to see the guy play. Cause you know what? I love watching Luka Doncic play basketball and have always done it. Will always love it. And I will never bet against his ability to succeed because he's one of the greatest, certainly one of the greatest offensive players I've ever seen. And I do think he's better defensively than people want to give him credit for.
Thanks as always, man. We really appreciate it on the short notice. Glad you didn't go to Vegas for selfish purposes, and enjoy the rest of your week.
All right, guys. Take care.
Voice of the Mavs, Chuck Cooperstein on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Did everyone look at the monster matchup on the women's side yesterday, and why RJ says stop wasting the money? There is officially no reason to play the lottery anymore in the great state of Texas. Next on Sean and RJ.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.